MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. In Santa Fe, Representative Rebecca Dow said it's time to find a solution for where to put kids who are often staying overnight in state CYFD office buildings, something that has plagued the agency for nearly half a decade.
This has to happen now. 9 children died in state custody last year, 2 to suicide. Children are still sleeping in offices, and those who we do place are being placed often out of state and far from family.
The bill, House Bill 76, which is also sponsored by Representatives Randy Pettigrew and Gail Armstrong, would give the state health care authority $10 million to find appropriate placements for youth, and comes after the governor issued an executive order prohibiting foster kids from staying in offices as of March 1st.
You know, when the governor first issued her executive order to remove children from sleeping in offices without attaching an emergency appropriation or a plan of where those children would go, I was a little concerned.
House Bill 76 would also let the funding be used to expand mobile response teams' treatment centers where foster kids could live, and allow CYFD to pay foster families more if they can provide treatment.
We do not have a single step-down therapy facility for youth in the state, and not one single residential treatment center for girls in the state. Right now, over 24 girls are receiving care out of state, either in Texas or Utah.
The bill saw broad support and passed the House Health and Human Services Committee unanimously on Tuesday. And the Artesia 4-H Freedom Shoot will take place starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday at the Eddy County Shooting Range, 131 Firehouse Road in Lake Arthur. There will be gun boards, raffles, door prizes, and lunch will be provided. Call or text 575-513-0144 for more information. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.